Curious City is supported by the Poetry Foundation, with a reminder that Chicago is the pulse of poetry. Coming up, an evening of poetry and music celebrating the Raprary, Chicago's library, preserving rap and hip-hop as vital literary art forms. October 16th at the Poetry Foundation building in River North. Learn more at poetryfoundation.org.
Sources and methods, the crown jewels of the intelligence community. Shorthand for how do we know what's real? Who told us? If you have those answers, you're on the inside, and NPR wants to bring you there. From the Pentagon to the State Department to spy agencies, listen to understand what's really happening and what it means for you. Sources and Methods, the new national security podcast from NPR.
It's Curious City,
where we take your questions
about Chicago and the region
and investigate,
report,
explore
from WBEZ.
What's up, Chicago? I'm Erin Allen, and this is Curious City. Chicago is divided into 50 wards, and when you look at a map of any one of them, they're weird looking. It's like a bunch of zigs and zags and swerves that have been carved over the course of decades, basically to benefit politicians who want to keep getting reelected. You know, gerrymandering. But ahead of the Chicago election for mayor in 2023, freelance journalist Taylor Moore noticed something extra peculiar on the map of the 19th Ward, which is in the far southwest corner of the city. It borders the suburbs Evergreen Park, Oak Lawn, and Blue Island. It was something she had never seen in the whole 8 years she had been living in Chicago, a rectangular cutout. Taylor asked Curious City, what is this hole and why does it exist?
I'd never seen that before. It was so strange to me. If the rectangular wasn't part of the 19th Ward or part of Chicago, what could it possibly be? I figured there must be some sort of story behind it.
WBEZ's Mariah Wolfel brings us the story.
There are some towns on the northwest side that were never annexed to the city and are surrounded by city land. But look closely and you'll see the hole in the 19th Ward is perhaps the largest, inexplicable cutout in all of Chicago's 50 wards. As a freelance journalist, Taylor has done her fair share of stories on Chicago politics, so she had her suspicions.
You know, Chicago has a long history of corruption, an even longer history of, you know, wheeling and dealing when it comes to voting.
She wondered, could the area have been carved out of the ward because the local alderman didn't like the constituents there? But the area carved out of the 19th Ward, it's actually just a cemetery. And even in Chicago, dead people cannot vote. So what would be the benefit of keeping Mount Greenwood Cemetery out of a ward? After all, there are cemeteries in other wards that don't show up as holes in the map. On a rainy Friday morning, I take a drive over to Mount Greenwood Cemetery, which it turns out is an unincorporated part of Cook County.
I'm on 111th Street. I'm in the city of Chicago, but I'm about to drive into unincorporated Cook County in like 3, 2, 1 seconds. And now we are not in the city of Chicago anymore.
The cemetery's owner, Paula Everett, welcomes me into a conference room in the cemetery's office building. Paula is a lifelong resident of Mount Greenwood. Not the cemetery. She's a real person, not a ghost. But of Mount Greenwood, the surrounding neighborhood.
I've been here at the cemetery working full-time since 1992, when my dad died. I had worked here part-time before then.
The cemetery opened in 1879, before the surrounding town, Mount Greenwood, was even part of the city of Chicago. Her family bought the cemetery in the 1940s, and Paula has two guesses as to why the cemetery isn't part of the city. First,
the city didn't really want cemeteries in their boundaries because of they're afraid even the dead people be contagious. And I have a lot of burial permits from a long time ago, like, this is contagious, you know, be careful.
Paula says that includes certificates from the flu epidemic of 1918, where death certificates cautioned cemetery workers of potentially contagious dead bodies. And her second guess as to why the cemetery didn't get incorporated, in Illinois, cemeteries are exempt from property taxes. So Paula figures,
what is the point of having the cemetery in the city if they're not going to get taxation from it?
Those aren't bad guesses, but don't fully explain why Mount Greenwood remains unincorporated while surrounding cemeteries are part of the city. But that's long been the story of Mount Greenwood Cemetery. Let's go back to the early 1900s. The cemetery was actually never even part of the village of Mount Greenwood, even though cemeteries were what the area was known for. The funeral industry as a whole has deep roots on the city's southwest side. If you walk north and south of Mount Greenwood Cemetery, you'll hit several others, including Mount Olivet and Mount Hope. To understand why, and stay with me here, we have to go back even further in time. Historian Carol Flynn says glaciers from 12,000 years ago that formed and receded in the area created big ridges of land and eventually sand dunes all along the city's southwest side.
That land was not good for farming, so it was too porous, but it was perfect for cemeteries and eventually for golf courses.
Carol's research focuses on the city's southwest side and suburbs. That porous, sandy land, good for digging but not for growing, along with a train car line that came from downtown, made the area of Mount Greenwood the perfect funeral town. It was big business there.
It was an all-day trip to come out to the cemetery for people from the city to bury family out here. There were special funeral trains that would bring people out here. It really was an all-day trip. Well, bars and taverns, which were really saloons, they called them, but they were kind of a combination of a rest stop and bar and restaurants, started opening up along 111th Street to serve the people that were coming from the city for funerals.
The area became known as the Seven Holy Tombs, or even Seven Cemeteries and Seven Bars. Irish saloons served corned beef and cabbage. German saloons served sauerbraten and dumplings. Carol says Mount Greenwood also became a bit of a party town, which is why, in part, it was one of the last villages to incorporate into the city of Chicago in 1927.
Mount Greenwood became kind of an area for a lot of gambling and saloons. There was a big greyhound racing course just west of the cemetery for a number of years. So Mount Greenwood was really in no hurry to have police and others, you know, start coming and paying more attention.
But eventually, the town needed sewer services, better schools, and, to the chagrin of the town's rowdy and makeshift police force, real law enforcement.
But it wasn't an easy decision. In fact, the police that Mount Greenwood had at the time refused to relinquish their duties as police officers in Mount Greenwood. So for a while, Mount Greenwood even had two police forces, Chicago Police Force, which was taking over, and the Mount Greenwood Police Force that were used to doing things their way. Let's put it like that.
Carol says at the time, because the cemetery wasn't even part of the village proper, wasn't going to bring in property taxes for the city, and didn't need services.
People buried in the cemetery are not going to schools and libraries and whatnot.
She says it just didn't get incorporated. Coming up, we'll find out what it means to be an unincorporated cemetery in the middle of a city and what difference that makes for the community.
America is changing, and so is the world.
But what's happening in America isn't just the cause of global upheaval. It's also a symptom of disruption that's happening everywhere.
I'm Asma Khalid in Washington, D.C.
I'm Tristan Redman in London, and this is The Global Story.
Every weekday, we'll bring you a story from this intersection, where the world and America meet.
Listen on bbc.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
WBEZ is supported by Impact Grants Chicago. Over 400 women come together in a unique model of collective giving. Each member contributes $1,000, and together those donations grow into $100,000 grants for Chicago nonprofits that address critical challenges across the city. By pooling resources, individual gifts multiply into greater impact. Listeners can learn more about Impact Grants Chicago and past grant recipients at impactgrantschicago.org/join2025.
Paula Everett, the owner of Mount Greenwood Cemetery, describes her patch of land as a city within a city.
I have roads, I have to plow, I have to, you know, maintain. Like inside here is like a little city. So I got water issues, I got road issues, electric issues.
You're like the mayor.
Mayor of Mount Greenwood, yeah.
Paula, Mayor Paula, even has her own internal crew of helpers.
All my guys sort of just do everything. They're sort of like jack of all trades.
She's hooked up to the city's water line and pays a water bill to the city. And she says it doesn't really affect her nowadays being in unincorporated Cook County. That is, except for when it comes to police services.
My police are unincorporated Cook County police, which are located out. I don't even know where their office is. They're too far away. I can't call 911 from my phones because I'm not, they can tell I'm not in the city.
Okay.
So I have to call 311.
For small things like graffiti or vandalism, Paula says she has a good relationship with the local alderman, Matt O'Shea, and with local Chicago police officers. But years back, a teenager devastatingly took their own life at the cemetery in the middle of the night.
Nobody ever called the owner of the property. I'm like,
which is you.
Yeah, exactly. I was just like furious.
And she says it was even difficult to get information the next day. She's not sure it would have made a difference if her cemetery was part of the city of Chicago, but it could have made for more streamlined relationships. Trying to incorporate a cemetery into the city these days isn't unheard of. There's a nearby cemetery on the outskirts of the 19th Ward, Mount Hope. It's unincorporated despite an effort in 2020 to make Mount Hope part of the city amid public safety concerns. Again, historian Carol Flynn.
The alderman of the 19th Ward, Matt O'Shea, went to great lengths to try to incorporate that into the city so that the city and the Chicago police could have more control over that cemetery because there were some road rage incidents and et cetera at the Mount Hope Cemetery.
Ultimately, the annexation, which would have been the first time Chicago expanded its borders in decades, didn't come to fruition. There are many, many cemeteries that are part of the city of Chicago, and you can see how being part of the city you're surrounded by may be beneficial. I head up north to Rose Hill Cemetery, which is part of the city's 40th Ward. That's where I meet with the local alderman, Andre Vasquez. The alderman's ability to work with local Chicago police has proved beneficial at times when community members have complained.
I think the most we got was during COVID, because people were using this as like a hangout spot during COVID because, right, we couldn't go out into places. So we had to ask them to like shut it down and close it to keep people from just like roaming around here.
Vasquez says if the cemetery were unincorporated, he would have to go through the Cook County Sheriff's Department.
There might be an extra challenge or hoop to jump over to have that conversation. Whereas we do talk to like the on the ground management, and that partnership is pretty solid. It's just that when you think about the hierarchy of these larger decisions, that becomes more of the challenge.
For his part, Vasquez wants to incorporate bike lanes into the cemetery, which would act as a thoroughfare for commuters as it sits in the middle of his ward. He says the cemetery doesn't affect his work as an alderman much, but occasionally, around election season, he gets teased. That's because a few blocks of homes are in the same precinct as the cemetery. So the area actually shows up in vote counts.
So then we get the joke every time of like, oh, look who voted in that precinct. And the dead bodies do vote in Chicago, right? So when you see any votes out of that precinct, it's like a quick joke. And it's like, all right, yeah.
That's funny.
It's a little too Chicago on the nose,
right,
you know?
Paula Everett, the owner of Mount Greenwood Cemetery, says there's no doubt that there's some sort of presence in cemeteries.
I think his spirit's there or something, you know, but I mean, just certain weird things, you know, it's like I think a, you know, somebody was looking at me, you know, type of thing, you know what I mean?
But she doesn't believe those spirits are casting votes in Chicago elections because technically they don't really live here.
Thank you. Thank you to Mariah Wolfel for reporting this week's story back in 2024. This episode was produced by Jason Mark and Justin Bull. Susie Ahn is our editor. Curious City is a production of WBEZ Chicago and is a part of the NPR network. If you have questions about Chicago and the region, send them our way at curiouscity@wbez.org or visit us at wbez.org/curiouscity. I'm Erin Allen. Thank you for listening. I'll talk to you next week.
What happens when you say yes for an entire year? Join WBEZ on October 26th for an evening with Titan of Television Shonda Rhimes as she recounts lessons from her best-selling memoir, Year of Yes. Tickets at wbez.org/events.